Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I wanted to talk about breastfeeding and nursing and pumping and formula, and basically just touch base with that on my experiences. I have had two kids, as most of you know now, and so I've had only two experiences with it, so there's definitely a lot of women out there who know way more than I do, and I'm sure some of them have a podcast, a vlog, or a blog. But I did want to say first is that it doesn't matter how your baby gets fed, whether it's on the boob, whether it's pumped milk, whether it's formula, it doesn't matter as long as that baby is happy and as long as that baby has a full belly. So, I... Oh yeah?
Yes.
I do have Tyler with me. Mason is in his room taking a nap. And
in my room?
You guys share a room now, remember?
Oh, that's why he is his?
Yes.
Oh.
I do have Tyler right here, so she will pop in and potentially speak here and there. But as I said, this is a podcast as raw as it is with the stay-at-home mother. So, all right, here we go. I wanted to start with nursing and breastfeeding. With Tyler, my experience was brutal. I absolutely hated breastfeeding, and so I thought that with Mason I would hate it too. But with Tyler, I had just gotten in a car accident 2 weeks prior before she was born, and I did hurt my back during that. And so, thanks, Buggy.
Huh?
Thank you, Buggy, for the water on my phone.
You're welcome.
Can you keep her hair not in the air and, like, on her towel and brush it on the towel, please? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. But with her, I was previously hurt, so I think and feel that had a lot to do with it. She also had a, not the best, latch, but we worked with it, and I tried my hardest, and I didn't have the support system that I have now. So, with her, it was just an awful experience. I did not like it. I was really proud of myself. At the end of the day, I would pump about 4 or 5 ounces, and I would pump at the end of the day, and that was it. And I had a handheld electric pump, too, and it was an even flow electric pump that I really liked. And with, and I had a manual, the Medela Manual Express, I believe is what it's called, but I had that also, and it was a really nice pump. Everybody in this house is getting over a cold, so if I sniffle every once in a while, she sounds a little congested. We all just got over a cold, just a cold, nothing else. Nobody has had a fever at all or anything. So I would pump a little bit of milk at the end of the day, and then I'd freeze it, and we just had that for backup. And it wasn't awful. I mean, wow. It was awful. It was very awful. I hated breastfeeding her. I loved the moments of it, you know, the moments where you're like, wow, like, I'm doing this. But Tyler barely got over her birth weight. She was born at 7'7", 7 pounds, 7 ounces, and she got above birth weight to 7'9", and that was it, and then she just declined from there. And I feel like a lot of it was from me, kind of rushing the nursing and not knowing, ooh, careful, love. And not knowing a whole ton about it and not doing my research like I feel I should have and not looking into ways and watching YouTube videos or podcasts or stuff like that. I was super uneducated, so I didn't know what to do. Again, I didn't live with my mom. I lived with my dad at the time. I was 19 when I had her, which age has nothing to do with knowing about breastfeeding or not. It's just a matter of what you want to learn and... Yes, ma'am. It's just a matter of, you know, picking up your phone and Googling it. And I didn't think about it at that time. So, when she was about 2.5 months, she weighed 2 months, I think, she got down to like 6'6" or 6'14" or whatever, and I basically called it quits. I could not do it anymore. She was starving, and so I ended up calling my mom at like 11 o'clock at night in my driveway. She was asleep, and I talked to my mom, and my mom kind of just was like, honey, like, she's hungry. You might need to switch. And so I did. And oh boy, did this girl sleep afterwards. And after that, everything was good. So with Tyler was an awful experience. With Mason, it was a lot better of an experience. And I give a huge, huge shout out to my neighbor, who I will not say her name. Sorry, guys. But my neighbor has had 5 kids now, and she just knows a lot about breastfeeding and the way it works, and that kind of encouraged me to go in and look up a little bit more and figure things out. And it made it a lot easier having somebody with a newborn too, because and especially as knowledgeable as she is about it, she was able to help me out. With Mason in the hospital, when he was born, he did not want to wake up to eat. He did not wake up to want to eat. Every time he'd wake up, we thought he was hungry. We put him on the boob, he'd fall asleep. It was just something about my warmth that just kept him asleep, which, I mean, that makes sense. He was born a little early. He was born at 37 weeks.
Did they get a new comb and a new brush?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to take this one.
You're going to put that one back?
Yes, because I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm going to jump.
No, don't jump.
I'm going to slow jump.
No, please don't jump. You sit down and get down the right way, please.
See?
Thank you.
That's a slow jump.
Okay. Which, he was born at 37 weeks and like 2 days. They're thinking that he was born at 36 weeks and 2 days. He was just a little bit behind of what they said, like, where I was gestationally. And so he was really small. He was born at 6'14", which isn't, like, super small, but it's, like, tiny. and then he fit preemie also. So it was adorable. He was tiny. He was my little nugget. So in the hospital, I had kind of expressed to the lactation consultant, who was the same one that I had with Tyler. She was Nancy from, I'm not going to say the hospital because I said her name, but she was amazing. I love her. The minute I saw her face come in, I recognized her from when I was in the NICU with Tyler and she came over to help. And it was just amazing. Like, she's super sweet, super, like, down-to-earth lady. I liked her a lot. And it made me a lot more comfortable to know that she was a lactation consultant because she helped me so much with Tyler in the beginning. So I had kind of expressed to her with Mason that I don't really like breastfeeding and it just gives me too much anxiety when he's on my boob. And so she's like, okay, he's falling asleep on your boob anyways. He can't latch right. Like, at the moment, he's having a hard time. So why don't we just pump your milk? And so I put my milk and we finger fed him with a syringe. Good job. And that worked amazingly for about, we had to syringe feed, tube syringe, whatever you want to call it, tube feed Mason for about a week after he was born because he would not latch onto a bottle and he would not latch onto a boob. But after about a week, he switched to a bottle and I was pumped exclusively. And I can only say that to all the mamas that exclusively pump, I give you guys so much credit. That is so much work. I could not maintain, or I did not know how to maintain my supply, and I was only getting the same amount every time, which was like 3 to 4 ounces, and in the mornings I'd get 5. Like, that was it. He needed more. And so I one day decided to, and then there's also, before I go there, there's also more about pumping. Like, there's flange size and what size is your nipple to fit into the flange. And I didn't know how to do that. And there's also a bunch of Facebook groups. I was part of one called Exclusively Pumping Moms. And then, like, they're super helpful to each other, super motivational. And I would honestly say that if you're a mom, especially in these times, and you want to pump, you want to breastfeed, you want anything, anything, get into a mom group on Facebook, because it has helped so much. You realize you're not alone, and it's so great. And so, I have coffee, so I'm drinking that also. I'm on my second cup, and it's only 11:30 in the morning. But yeah, so the mom groups have definitely helped also. And then I also wanted to talk about, with Mason, I ended up stopping exclusively pumping, and I just nursed him, but then I also lost track of nursing and pumping and nursing and pumping.
Is he going for a nap again?
Mason is down for a nap, yes ma'am. And, again? Mm-hmm. And he, once he latched on, he did really good. We did that for about a month, I want to say, where I just fed him on the boob instead of, not on the boob or pumping. And something happened to my milk where I want to say didn't have enough fat content in it. My milk, my milk's fat.
Look.
Content. I don't know how to say that. I didn't have enough fat in my milk. I honestly think I didn't. I'm sure there was ways to get it, but I was also eating healthy fats. I was eating avocados, eating nuts and like cashews, almonds, all that. I was trying, but I wasn't getting. My mom bought me cashew milk, which doesn't taste the best, guys. But if you cook with it, it tastes really good, especially waffles.
Look.
I see. She looks so beautiful.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. And so I tried, it wasn't working, and so I ended up giving him formula.
He's gonna milk.
I have learned personally from me with him and Tyler experience is that the minute I get stressed out about them getting enough food, them working, not starving, and the minute I focus on how much they're getting and if they're being satisfied, I stress it out and then I just drain myself. And so with Mason, I wanted to end on a good note with this breastfeeding journey, even though it was very, very short-lived at like 2 months, 2.5 months. I wanted to end it on a good note. And so we're doing that? And so I called it, and we are now on formula with Mason, and it is working out really well. I will say with formula, he is spitting up more. And their poop does definitely change and smells even worse. But at the same time, my baby boy is getting fed. He's full. He's growing. He's very healthy and he's very happy. And to me, that's what matters. Did I get a little depressed when I stopped breastfeeding? Yes. Fuck yes. Am I still a little sad? A little less every day. I'll be honest. I mean, it sucks. I wish I could still, but at the same time, I can wear a normal bra again. I can sleep on my belly. I know this sounds really bad, but I can have some alcohol. And so, all of that, it's nice knowing that what I eat doesn't go to him. And so, I get a little bit more of a free range. I'll take Tylenol now if I have a headache or whatever. And I wouldn't do that when I was breastfeeding. So, with Mason, he is on formula also. And one thing I did want to say is I had taken Mason to the doctor when he was 2 days old or a week old for his like 2 day week checkup. Careful, Lovey. And I can help you when I'm done, yeah? Are you stuck?
Yes.
And there you go, baby.
Thank you.
And one of the nurses there had asked me if he was breastfed or formula fed, and I said breastfed. And what made me totally comfortable was that she had said, it doesn't matter to me. Both my babies were formula fed. They're formula babies, but they're happy and they're healthy. Like, she had said that. A doctor, a nurse. Like, she said that to me, and it made me feel really, really good. And I feel like we shouldn't shame other moms about choosing to do formula or having to do formula because, you know, we don't know their story. But anyway, so yeah, that is my story with breastfeeding and nursing and exclusively pumping, and I'm a little sad that I couldn't breastfeed more. Not right now. I'm a little sad that I couldn't breastfeed more or longer, but at the same time, it's okay, he's happier, and it's easier to put them on a schedule if they're formula fed, I'll be honest. And I am, like, all about schedules for babies, because I want to know what he wants, when he wants it, I want to know why he's crying, and then if I write it down and put it in the diaper bag, then somebody else can know, whoever has him, or let's say my mom has him, then my mom can just look at that paper, okay, this is the time, this is what he wants, this is what he needs, he's crying because of this. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I use, I use Similac formula. I also use, for Tyler, I use Total Comfort. For Mason, I am using the sensitive one. The orange one for Tyler was light purple. Mason is orange, which is sensitive. And the one thing that I have to do with Mason that is different with Tyler is right here, love. Is I pre-make his bottles, and then I put them in, I put it in the fridge, and then I pour the bottle, or I pour the formula pre-made in a bottle, and then I warm it up on the stove. We have, it's a gas stove, so, I mean, it heats up really fast, but that's what we do because he has a really bad problem with collecting bubbles, and so, and gas, and this is what we do to kind of make it go easier. And they also definitely have, they have, like, containers or pitchers where you can, like, pre-make the formula bottle in that. But I just use a blender bottle because I had one. We have a small fridge. Okay. We have a small fridge, so we're limited on space. And so it just works out this way. I just use a blender bottle. And it works just as well. We also use Avent bottles. And with Tyler, we use Dr. Brown's only. She liked the narrow nipple. Mason likes the wider nipple because otherwise he will crunch it and shut the nipple with his mouth if we started out with Dr. Brown's. And then, so yeah, the last thing that I wanted to pinch in there real quick is when you have your second child or your third child, I'm saying second child because that's what number I'm at. Definitely don't think that you're done, you're set, you're ready, you know everything, because you don't. You don't. And it's awful. These kids are polar opposites. Tyler did not like to be swaddled. Mason loves to be swaddled. Tyler wanted the smaller bottles. Mason wants the wider bottles. So, like, Tyler was lactose intolerant. He is not. So it's definitely different, and just prepare for that. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. I'm so sorry. This is kind of a longer one, and I don't expect everybody to listen to this, but I expect, not expect, I don't expect everyone to listen to this, but what I wanted to say is that if you are looking for help and looking for, you know, I guess other people's opinions, and I'm not like a, I'm a very laid back mom, so I'm like a genuine person. So yeah, I hope that this helps you guys, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye guys.